to distribute the goods on the ground. Right now, we're flying out today, and as we hit the ground, for the 10 days that we're going to be there, the money that we've raised in close to £25,000, that money will be used to buy the stock that is needed from Lesbos and distribute it to the people in need there. After the 10 days, when we've done our logistics and figured out what is needed immediately, we will come back, repack, reorganize everything here, fill the container and send it, and we will receive it. Once again, we'll fly out to Lesbos again and we'll distribute the aid ourselves.
So what types of things will you be buying when you go over there with this 25,000?
Well, it's to hit the ground and find out exactly what is needed. Food items, warm clothing, blankets, tents, everything that we've got here, and maybe more when we're over there. But the initial is to talk to the volunteers on the ground, find out from them what is immediately needed, and that money will be put to you straight away.
And why is it important to go over there in person? And like you say, you can send the supplies over in containers, no way for you to give this money over and let them distribute it. Why is it important for you to go there?
For me, personally, for myself, I want to see what is being actually being done. I want to know that this is being handled correctly. There are a lot of people who've gone out in convoys and groups that have decided to go out. And a lot of the feedback I'm getting from places like Calais, the goods are being burnt, the clothes are being burnt, they're not being used. People don't have any use for certain, some of these clothes and some of the items that have been taken out, and the refugees are deciding to burn it to keep themselves warm. It's a waste of resources that people with good intentions are sending from here. And I want to know that everything that goes out there is accounted for, every penny is accounted for that we use.
And of course, all this is coming from such a good place to find out on investigating this that actually it's a better way to do it like this, because, you know, exploitation or whatever, it must be disappointing and feel horrible, really.
It is. I mean, you're all, whenever there's a crisis, there are always people out there who exploit the fact and use it to their advantage. They're out there to manipulate the situation. This is the exact reason why we're going out on the ground. I'm taking a small team of 5 people. I want to see with my own eyes what is happening. I went to Syria 2 years ago. I saw the devastation, and I know how the people are suffering. For that reason alone, I want to go out there and witness it for myself, see what's needed, come back, and then we can prioritise here on what the goods we want to ask people to donate. Right now, people are donating a fantastic amount. They're donating everything. But there is a limit to what is needed out there. We don't just want to collect, dump it on the island and walk away and it goes to waste.